Ships, gunboats and Air Force patrol planes were recently deployed for the first phase of the operation, which lasted 1 week. Rear Admiral Amen Ikeoda, Flag Officer Commanding Western Naval Command, says the exercise marks the beginning of a long-term plan to combat oil theft.
It's not just a one-off thing. It's something that is going to be on a continuous basis now. We are going to intensify our efforts at ensuring that we maintain presence in that area. We'll be able to know where gaps exist and then know how to fill in the gaps so that we can be more proactive in dealing with issues that may arise from all these theft cases in the waters of the country.
The crime is carried out by syndicates which include Nigerians and international oil thieves who sell the stolen products to refineries around the world. The Anglo-Dutch company Shell, the largest multinational oil company operating in Nigeria, says it loses 12 million euros daily to oil thieves. Tony Atta is vice president of the company's corporate affairs.
The estimates we've seen, we've heard about and talk about, is about 150,000 barrels a day. That comes to almost $50 million a day.
Most estimates put Nigeria's annual loss at $7 billion.
Crude oil theft is wrong. Nigerians are patriotic people. Let's join hands to build our great nation.
State-owned radio and television stations often carry public service announcements like this, which are aimed at discouraging people from indulging in crude oil theft. But many feel that neither public service announcements nor the recently launched military action will halt the crime. Maurice Alagwa of the Environmental Rights Action in Bayelsa State in the Niger Delta says local youths involved in oil theft are not likely to give up the crime because they say pollution caused by oil exploitation has affected their environment and their traditional occupations.
According to them, their people can no longer fish as they used to do in those days. They can no longer farm. The lands have been polluted. So they have seen tapping from the pipelines to either sell the crude or to refine. That they have seen as one of the most thriving business within their local economy. So if they are now stopped, they feel they will be frustrated.
Even then, many Nigerians doubt the government's ability to effectively stop oil theft. The Nigerian media says it is difficult to combat the crime because besides youths in the Niger Delta, influential Nigerians are also involved in the crime. Sam Olukoya, RFI, Lagos.